Mark, coming back home with 3 out of a possible 4 points, and Paul talked after the Nashville game while playing better in your own end as a group. Did you guys get that kind of done against the Islanders and feel better about where your game could be at here tomorrow afternoon?
I think we did a better job than we did in Nashville. You know, probably still not great. They still had a lot of really quality chances that we probably like to cut down on, some offensive zone time that we probably like to cut down on. So there's definitely things we can fix, and now's the time.
Paul always talks about how the team is growing and maturing as the season goes on here. Would you say the response kind of after the Islanders opened the scoring and then again when they got one early in the third was something that you guys have kind of learned to deal with?
I think so. I think, there's so much time in the game. There's, all it takes is a second to score. So, things happen quick, and you can't let being down or being up get to you. You have to always play the right way to be able to be successful in this league.
What have you seen from Minnesota as a team this year? Obviously, it hasn't gone well the season series so far, but just when you look at their hockey club at this time of the year, what have you watched and noticed?
Obviously they're big, strong. They play good defense, and they can score at the same time. Obviously they have some high end skill up front, and they're D jumping to the rush, and they got a team that's in the standings for a reason. So we know it's a tough test, and hopefully we can we can get the best of them this time.
Mark, the defensive unit that was out there, the blue liners in the last couple of games, not the normal six all the way, but they handled themselves pretty well. Would you suggest it from your standpoint?
They've done awesome. I think when you bring a guy in, Melchiori, you can play him with Buff, and he plays awesome. So that just shows that we have D that can step in when the times are tough. But they're all NHL defensemen. They all can make plays. They all can defend well, and they play a simple game, and it makes it easy for the forwards. We know what they're going to do, and as a centerman, that's huge.
Is that a real key, that if you're in that position that you try to keep it simple, and sometimes that can lead to success for the team?
Oh, big time. You watch a team like Chicago, aside from Keith, they keep it pretty simple. Keith will make some plays, but the other guys, they defend so well. They make the plays when they have it, but when they have nothing, they know they can chip it out, and their forwards are gonna get on the forecheck. Get a puck bobbled and go from there. They know, and their forwards know that's gonna happen. And I think that's something that we have to instill in our game is when there is nothing, just get it out. Live for another day and create a battle. Not in your own end, but create a battle out in the neutral zone or in their end. And that's something that our defense did really good last game, and I think they're continue to work on it for sure.
Mark, if you've ever asked this already, I apologize, but coming in a bit late. But as far as the four losses against Minnesota and all the games have been, there's been opportunities for either club to get the 2 points. Is it kind of astounding you that you guys haven't had one yet? And is that a little more motivation going into Sunday?
Yeah, obviously we know we can play with Minnesota. Every game is pretty tight, and we can't look at them as can't look at them as such a powerhouse. We know we can play with them. So for us, we have to play the right way. We have to play simple. We have to no matter what the score is, no matter how the game's going, we have to play the right way. And against a team like that, it might take 60 minutes to solve them. But if it takes that long, we play good defense, and we can come out successful.
Back to the retro look tomorrow afternoon. Looking forward to these unis again.
Yeah, I love these jerseys. So, everyone gets excited to put these on. So, I think most guys like them for their Instagram posts because they look so good. But, it's always fun wearing these jerseys.